Well, I could talk about one that has a very real pertinence to ISU, if you want.
Which one is that?
It's the one over here, the Benjamin Britten Crossroads.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about Benjamin Britten Crossroads.
So a year or two before I retired, there was a professor in the music, School of Music, Dr. Justin Vickers, came to me, and of course I was still on the job, and I was still teaching, I was still collaborating with artists and making prints, and he said, well, we're going to have this Benjamin Britten symposium next year, and he's trying to organize speakers and, you know, all the things that you need for a symposium. And he wanted an image. He first said he wants a poster that he could have for the symposium. I said, well, Justin, that's good, but I don't do posters. So we had a long conversation about what's a poster and what's a fine art print. And so I said that we could take that on. This was a project through Normal Editions Workshop, print research facility. And he wanted me as an artist, and then he wanted Vita Reeves and the rest of the crew at NEW to help with the print. So that's what we did. And I knew of Benjamin Britten. I knew he was a composer, English, and turns out there's a whole lot more about it. So, and Dr. Justin Vickers is a Benjamin Britten scholar. Yeah. He's just amazing. We had so many meetings with him. I was taking notes for hours about his knowledge base and about Benjamin Britten. And eventually we came up with this image of Benjamin Britten, where he lived.
It's a collage.
It looks like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a true collage in that there are separate elements, but they are
put together as a collage.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And there are some other examples of that in here as well. So anyway, I thought I should make some sketches for Justin. So we talked about what he'd like to have in it and what it should be. And I made three sketches that kind of owned up to his standards. And then I made a fourth one that was just more what I would do. And I knew he wouldn't go for it.
Oh.
But I had to make it anyway, you know. I think that's part of being an artist. If you've got an image that you feel like you should make it, well, make it.
Yes.
It can be bad, it can be good, it can be in between, it can be a failure.
But heed that voice.
Yeah, heed the voice, that's exactly right. So anyway, he looked at all four sketches, and immediately rejected the fourth one that I did kind of on my own.
And, wah, and, wah, that, wah.
And that was fine with me. I knew it was coming. And after all, being an artist is, you get a lot of rejection, you know, over the years, but you deal with it and you learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I donated those to the library. I think that's what happened with those. But we eventually came up with this composition, and I can honestly tell you that this is a better piece because of the collaboration with Justin and with Vita Reeves. This is a better piece than I would have made just on my own. So I'm making a case there for collaboration, right?
That's great.